I am Maggie Murr, welcoming you to the Shamanic Journey to Find Your Power Animal by Closets, Cars, and Curiosities. Before we begin, let's be reminded that this podcast and all related posts and content are presented solely for general informational, educational, and entertainment purposes. It is not intended as a substitute for the advice of a physician, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional, diagnosis, or treatment, and it does not create a therapist-client relationship. Always seek the guidance and assistance of your doctor or other qualified health professional with any questions you may have regarding your personal health or any medical condition and/or any opinions expressed within this podcast, all related posts and content, and the site. It is imperative that you do not listen to this shamanic journey while driving, operating heavy machinery, tending to children, or engaging in any activity that requires conscious thought. Consult with your doctor or other qualified health professional prior to listening to this recording. If you are not able to provide your full attention safely, then return another time when you can. The intention of this journey is to enter an altered state of consciousness. Shamanic journey is a specific type of hypnosis, moving from your thinking, configuring, logical brain to your feeling, intuitive self, as you are guided by your ancestors and spirit guides. To begin, please gather a few things that represent your spirituality and your connection to nature and self, like a totem. Include things that will appeal to all five of your senses. You may include things from nature like rocks or feathers, religious artifacts, photographs, herbs, gems, anything at all that lends themselves to your healing. Always on my personal totem, I place a figurine of the Hindu god Ganesh, wearing diapers and crawling. He reminds me that in every culture and religion, no matter how similar or different we may be, we begin by crawling and taking baby steps. Place the items that you have gathered on a small blanket or tablecloth near you so that you can feel supported by their energies. Be sure to have water or tea nearby and a food offering for your body after we have finished. Have a journal and pen ready to record your journey at the end, and anything you would like to cover your eyes with, a mask or scarf will do. I have created this journey so you won't need one, but if you want to contribute to the drumming, don't forget your drum. Then situate yourself nearby, preferably laying down, or at least very comfortably sitting up. Now is a good time to pause this recording and return when you are situated. If you pause this recording, welcome back. Keeping your eyes closed or covered, just listen to the sound of my voice. First, we're going to find a place in nature that you love, a place that you have never been, a place that you will create from your imagination. Sink into the details of this special place. Notice the temperature. Notice the color of the sky. Notice what surrounds you. Are there trees? Is there a water body of any kind? Can you touch the water and feel it against your skin? Notice what's at your feet. Is there anything in this natural landscape that you can taste? If so, imagine that you reach for that thing and taste it fully. What can you smell? What can you hear? Are there songbirds? Gusting winds? I will go quiet for a minute or two so that your heart can feel what it is to be in this special place that you are creating. Still immersing in this landscape, notice now that there's a hole in the ground, stairs made by the roots of a tree that you didn't notice before. This is a place in the landscape where when the drum begins, you will step down, down into the lower world. Don't go yet. You will begin your journey when you hear the drum. When the drum begins, you will move down deeper and deeper into the lower world until you feel as though you have gone deep enough. Trust you. Trust your intuition. Trust this process used by indigenous people to access their own spirit animals, guided by their spirit guides and ancestors. In this journey, you will have 30 minutes to look around, to notice everything in this lower world, to experience everything that presents itself to you. Make no judgments. Just enjoy the exploration of a place that you are visiting for the very first time. There are no other humans in this journey, only animals, plants, nature, and anything else that comes up, just no humans. To find your spirit animal, ask the animals that come to you, "Are you my spirit animal?" And notice their response to your ask. Be with them. Enjoy them. Do not worry if you are journeying right or wrong. Just enjoy the exploration of this place and all that it offers you. When you hear the beating of the drum change, trust me, it will be an obvious change and you won't be able to miss it. You will gather yourself fully together and make your way back up from the lower world just the way you climb down to it. Until at last, you find yourself climbing out of the hole you climbed in from, back to this landscape that you've created. In accordance with tradition, it's important that before you open your eyes, you feel into all the parts of your body and your spirit and your mind to make sure that all of you has returned from this different conscious state. Don't worry. Once you have clambered back to your landscape, my voice will return to guide you through opening your eyes and reacclimating. Visualize again this amazing landscape that you have created and the hole or opening in this landscape where you can clamber downward and begin.
Thank you.
keeping your eyes closed. Return by long, slow, deep breaths. Feel into your body, beginning with wiggling your toes. Feeling upward into your ankles and your calves and your thighs. Notice your pelvic area, your abdomen, and your chest. Wiggle now your hands and feel your arms, your neck, your face, your head. Feel into the fullness of your spirit. Feel into the fullness of your mind. Feel into the fullness of your heart. Have you returned in full? Many Indigenous people have believed that you could leave a part of yourself in a journey, so call back the parts of yourself that you feel like might be dwindling. And then when you feel ready, let's breathe together before you remove your eye covering and reacclimate to your environment. Let's begin with an intake count of 4 through your nose and an out breath of 6. Breathe in through your nose, 2, 3, 4. Out through your mouth, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In through your nose, 2, 3, 4. Out through your mouth, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in through your nose, 1, 2, 3, 4. Out through your mouth, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In through your nose, 2, 3, 4. Out through your mouth, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In through your nose, 2, 3, 4. Out through your mouth, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In through your nose, 2, 3, 4. Out through your mouth, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Continue to breathe long, slow, deep breaths and come back gently and mindfully. When it feels right for you and you feel your heart, spirit, mind, and all the parts of your body being fully aware, you may remove your eye covering. As you lay there, be gentle with yourself. Place a hand to your heart and ask your heart, "What do you want me to know about my journey, heart?" And when it feels right for you, you may journal your experience of this journey. Maybe your spirit animal appeared to you maybe it didn't. And don't forget to journal about the message from your heart. Remember to breathe. Remember to breathe in what you have loved about your journey, to breathe out old information, old patterns, old habits, and behaviors. Breathe in new oxygen, new energy, new experiences of your life. We at Closets, Cars, and Curiosities have very much enjoyed creating and providing you with this shamanic journey. We hope that you have enjoyed this experience too. As a reminder, it's important to be cautious when you are returning to driving, operating heavy machinery, tending to children, or engaging in any activity that requires conscious thought. Always seek the guidance and assistance of a qualified health professional or any other professional with any questions you may have regarding your personal health or any medical condition you may have or any opinions that have been expressed within this shamanic journey and all related posts, content, and the site.